السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and all those listening over receivers, once again we have to make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gave us the tawfiq to gather to take his mubarak name. It is only Allah ta'ala's fazal that we have been able to gather here. Allah ta'ala himself declares in the Quran Sharif that it is only in his remembrance that the hearts find satisfaction. So then we have to believe in that, that no matter how much we try to find satisfaction in other places, we are not going to find it. We are going to find it only in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And I have mentioned now 120 times that the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala does not mean that you only take one tasbih, or you take a tasbih and sit down in the masjid and keep reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala has to be in the business, it has to be in the marketplace, it has to be in the college, in the university, in the school, at home, with the family, with the children, with our neighbors, in all our dealings, in all our actions. If we get the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, that means we fulfill the hukam, the teachings, the commands, the orders, the instructions and the direction of Allah Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala will give us peace of mind. He will give us contentment in our hearts. He will give us satisfaction which even the kings of the world don't know. That is the true and the real remembrance. This tasbih and taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, it is all a means towards that goal. That is the end. That is what we have to achieve. But as a means, we adopt tasbihat, zikr, wazaif. But some people just feel satisfied that we have fulfilled our mamulat, so many tasbih for the day. That is not real zikrullah. So some time back, I think we read this poetry of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. But it fits in with the subject matter that we have been discussing over the past couple of Monday nights. Of course, we didn't have program last Monday, but the issue of problems, difficulties, hardships, where people are losing faith, hope, trust in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and people want to know what should we do, so what else can we do except tap at the door of Allah Ta'ala. So this is beautiful poetry, and it's not just poetry, it is waaz, it is nasihat, it is advices. It is meant to inspire us, to instill in our hearts the love of Allah Ta'ala and to assist us in developing this connection and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, so that once again we get that same itminan of the qalb, satisfaction of the soul. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja, تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. Whatever condition you are in, tu ho kisi bhi hal mein, maula se law lagaye ja. Attach yourself, build up this relationship, this taluk, this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Call upon him, Allah Ta'ala will respond to your call. So in whatever condition you are, don't lose hope, don't lose faith, don't lose trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Plead, beg, cry. What is not in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala? Is Allah Ta'ala not capable of fulfilling our needs, our desires, our wishes? Is there any shortage in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala? That Allah Ta'ala who is giving life to so many millions, or has given life to billions and billions of human beings and animals and creatures and insects and fish in the sea. Look at the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Qudrat zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. Seek from him. He has got unlimited treasures. But have that yaqeen at heart that his treasures are unlimited. And that whatever is happening, either it is a forgiveness of our sins, or it is to shake us up a little, give us a bit of jolt and bolt, so that we get up from our ghaflat, our negligence, our indifference, so that we may return to him, so that we may distance ourselves from those things that are displeasing to him and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we may believe that he does exist, and that no matter how much of resources we may have, and how much of advancement we may have made in the field of technology and science, but if Allah Ta'ala decides otherwise, then nothing can prevent the coming of those disasters, those difficulties, those hardships and problems. Nothing can prevent. You can have all the instruments there to give you early warning of earthquakes and tsunamis and other disasters, but if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants the earth or orders the earth to shake, then America, Europe, China, Russia and all the world put together cannot stop the earth from shaking and causing the destruction that Allah Ta'ala has brought about for no other reason but because of our actions. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. It's our actions. NPS 969. Somebody wants to come out, remove your car, NPS 969. So, tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. Qudrat-e-zul-jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. These tears of repentance are very precious. They are pearls, they are diamonds, they are gems. Tears of repentance, you cannot put a price tag on it. It can extinguish the fire of Jahannam. It cools the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It brings forgiveness for the person. No matter how far we may have gone, no matter how much sins we may have committed, no matter how much we may have distanced ourselves from Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the shedding of tears of repentance and true repentance. In other words, the person makes up his mind that I'm not going to return to those sins. In future, he's not going to commit those sins. And he repents, he regrets, he expresses remorse, shame, nadamat over the sins that he has already committed. And then he makes istighfar. And if it is the rights of people, then he fulfills those rights. Or he makes every intention of fulfilling those rights. If it is qaza, namaz, roza, zakat, he fulfills or he makes the complete intention of fulfilling it. Then that is sincere tawbah. Then accidentally again he slips, it's a different story. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely respond to him. Qudrat-e-zul-jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. Qudrat-e-zul-jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. बैठेगा चैन से अगर काम के क्या रहेंगे पर बैठेगा चैन से अगर काम के क्या रहेंगे पर गोन निकल सके मगर पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा बैठेगा चैन से अगर काम के क्या रहेंगे पर गो न निकल सके मगर पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा. If you are going to sit back, relax, and say, well, what can we do now? Then nothing will happen. Don't give up hope, don't give up trust, don't give up faith, don't give up your belief. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is living, He is listening, He knows your condition. We are before His very sight, even this moment. Allah Ta'ala is watching, He is listening to us. It's not like one of those idols that you have to go there, and then when you stand in front of that idol, He still can't see you. You have to go all the way first of all to meet Him. I don't know whether it's meet Him or her. And after that also, it's not necessary that the person's du'as will be heard. We must make how much of shukr that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saved us. We don't know where we could have been, front of which idol we could have been folding our hands or bowing down. So first of all, we have to go all the way there, and then to it doesn't see you, doesn't listen to you, and doesn't help you in any way. If one fly sits on its head, it can't blow the fly away. Where can it help and assist us? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even knows the thoughts which are crossing our minds. Everything is before Him. So tap at His door. Don't give up. I gave this example that if a bird is in a cage and the bird is acting very relaxed, very content that I am caged up, not making any kind of noise, then the people that are passing by will say, this bird is very, very comfortable in this cage. Nobody will make any effort to release that bird from that cage. But on the other hand, if you have some bird that you put into a cage and the bird expresses restlessness, keeps on flapping its wings, keeps on making a big noise, until the person feels pity, the person who's passing by or the owner, he says, well, this bird is not to be caged. It's not comfortable at all. And it's not giving us any joy to see it caged. So open the lock and let it fly away. So that flapping of the wings became the means of the opening of the cage. So keep on flapping the wings means keep on making dua, make the effort that is required, that is necessary. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, such that Allah ta'ala's angels then say, O Allah, open the doors of your mercy for this servant of yours. And Allah ta'ala himself says, Zubane hal, as if, that, O my servant, enough, I have heard your cry, I have seen your tears. I know the regret, the shame, the nadamat that your heart is expressing. I won't allow you to suffer anymore. So flap the wings. Allah Ta'ala has given us all wings. We may not see those wings. Those wings are in our hearts. Flap them. Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. Qudrat zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. बैठेगा चैन से अगर काम के क्या रहेंगे पर गो न निकल सके मगर पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा. अश्क यूं ही बहाए जा दिल की लगी बुझाए जा. अश्क यूं ही बहाए जा दिल की लगी बुझाए जा. आहें भी खींच खींच कर आतिश गम बढ़ाए जा. Let the tears roll from your eyes. and let it extinguish that fire which is in your hearts. Take sighs, deep sighs, and increase this fire of love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in your hearts. The fire of love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is desirable. It is not something that will bring pain, it will bring relief. The fires of the world, they destroy, they bring destruction upon properties, homes, buildings, billions of dollar notes if the person has, nothing will be left there. So the fire of this world destroys. Fire of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it constructs, it builds up. There's no words to describe that. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has said that when the fragrance of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the dictionaries of the world don't have the vocab to describe that fragrance. It's an experience. How can you describe it? Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Go na mile jawab kuch, go na mile jawab kuch, dar yun hi khat khataye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Go na mile jawab kuch, dar yun hi khat khataye ja. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. If the door does not open, why are you worried? You do what you have to do. Keep on tapping at the door. Go on tapping. If a person comes to our house and he taps at the door once, twice, thrice, goes on tapping, then we'll say, open and give the person something. Even if the person doesn't want to give, he'll say, give something. Human beings, if they do that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there's a reason why He delays the giving of certain things to certain people when they are begging. He sometimes really loves the begging of that person. He loves it so much that He wants him to go on begging in that. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the meantime is rewarding him in different ways, with different things which he does not even know he is being rewarded. If there's a baby that is jumping and crying for something, and the father sometimes pulls it up, so when the baby jumps, brings it down, when the baby tries to, or the child tries to grab it, then we pull it up. Then again we bring it down, when the child puts his hand towards it, we pull it up. Are we hating that child? We know that that item we have purchased, that chocolate, that sweet, or whatever we have brought, it is for that child. But we are enjoying the jumping of that child, coming up towards that chocolate and bring it down. With love we are pulling it up. And when the child cries, then again we put it down. And again we put it down. And then we give it to the child. So Allah Ta'ala loves everybody. He doesn't enjoy giving anybody punishment. There's wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in everything. So tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. You go on doing what you have to do. That means keep on pleading, keep on begging, keep on tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala. And the door will open. तेरी बला से कुछ भी हो तू तो अदा दिखाए जा, तेरी बला से कुछ भी हो तू तो अदा दिखाए जा। रोता है रोए कुल जहां तू यूं ही मुस्कुराए जा। May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us that ta'alluq, that muhabbat, that connection, and that love of His, that we are satisfied and happy and content with whatever is the decision of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with regards to us. We are in a world of means, so we will make the effort. We will make the correct effort. Don't make the wrong effort and then blame Allah ta'ala. Use the willpower, use the strength that Allah ta'ala has given in the physical body. Use the resources that Allah Ta'ala has created. Make the correct effort. But the decision that Allah Ta'ala will make of success or failure, then we must be content and satisfied with that. Many a times a person has made correct effort, but he can still fail. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho tu hi tu ho aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard-e-dil ho ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah jazallahu anna sayyidana muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh jazallahu anna sayyidana muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh jazallahu anna sayyidana muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں badal de mera rasta dil badal de badal de mera rasta dil badal de allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa barik wa sallim يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most kind Allah, most generous Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My beloved Allah, nothing else has gathered us here tonight in this majlis of zikr, except that we are hopeful of forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah from all the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, every sin of ours, my beloved Allah, whether major or minor, whether we committed them in the light of day or darkness of nights, whether we committed them knowingly or unknowingly, my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from all those sins. My Allah, you could have embarrassed us, you could have brought shame, humiliation, disgrace upon us the moment we indulged in those sins. My beloved Allah, you could have paralyzed us, you could have made us blind the moment we saw haram, you could have made us deaf the moment we listened to haram, you could have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram. But Ya Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, that you still give us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to waste. So much of your bounties you shower upon us day and night, although we don't deserve any of those bounties. My beloved Allah, it is nothing but your ihsan. It is nothing but your favor. It is nothing but your fazl and your karam, your generosity and your kindness that you are giving to those who are not deserving of your mercy and your forgiveness and your kindness. My beloved Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins. Therefore we are presenting our sins before you. We have no capital of good deeds to present before you. Ya Allah, something that you don't possess are the tears of those who are your sinful servants. Ya Allah, we are sending up our tears to you. My beloved Allah, these are our diamonds that we are presenting before you. Forgive each and every one of us. My Allah, if you have to look at our sins, then we know we are going to face destruction. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Your ocean of maghfirat is so vast, my Allah, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of entire mankind. My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks that blow up huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? My beloved Allah, man has made computer chips. Billions of pieces of information can be recorded on those chips. But just one press of the delete button, nothing is left on those chips. My beloved Allah, if man has been given that technology, press the delete button over our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar mere Allah, delete button daba de. Clear out all the information, my beloved Allah, that the angels have recorded throughout our lives of our evil actions and our evil deeds. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you our forgiveness, forgiveness of our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of your forgiveness. Open the doors of your maghfirat. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most tolerant Allah. Our begging bowls we have stretched before you. Ya Allah, since you blessed us with iman without us deserving, if it had not been for your favor upon us, we don't know before which idols we would have been folding our hands, in which church we would have been ringing bells. Oh, we could have been atheists and communists and agnostics. Oh, my beloved Allah, how much of your ihsan that you blessed us with iman and Islam. Oh, my beloved Allah, just as you gave us iman and Islam without us deserving, without us begging for it, oh, my Allah, forgive each and every one of us without us deserving. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. We are living in this world of means, my beloved Allah. Therefore, give us the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill all our duties and all our rights and all our obligations upon others. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day. To fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Oh my Allah, protect us from any kind of injustice. Protect us from zina, from fornication. Protect us from the popping of drugs into our mouths. Protect us from watching filth on the television screens and on the internet sites. Protect us and safeguard us and distance us from the rave clubs, from the discos, from the cinemas, from the theaters, and from all the other shaitani dens that are around and springing up all around us, the casinos. My beloved Allah, there's no one else that can protect us besides you. The waves of fitna, my beloved Allah, are washing us away. The winds of fitna are blowing us away. We are being lashed by the storms of fitnas from our right, from our left, from in front of us, from behind us, from above us and beneath us. Fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas at our schools, colleges, universities. Fitnas, oh my beloved Allah, in our neighborhood. Fitnas in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. Fitnas in Jerusalem. Fitnas in our own masajid. My beloved Allah, we are not even aware of the different kinds of fitnas that are lashing at us. And we are getting caught and washed away in those fitnas. Who is there to protect us besides you, my beloved Allah? Protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Hum bimar hai mere Allah. Don't test us, my beloved Allah, with sickness, with weakness, with poverty, or with any kind of disaster, any kind of calamity. We are extremely weak, we cannot take any kind of tests. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless us with physical and spiritual health. Whosoever is sick and ailing from amongst our children, wives, parents, brothers, sisters, ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and mankind, whoever is in hospitals, homes, clinics, bless them with shifa, my Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah, sabko shifa ata farma. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from going towards haram, from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, When there is no shortage in your treasures of halal, why should we go towards haram? My beloved Allah, give us the realization that haram will bring nothing but destruction, unhappiness. It will bring worries and miseries and sorrows, and it will drag away even the good wealth. Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal rizq. Open the doors of halal rizq for us. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have been blessed with children, Ya Allah, make their children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Protect them wherever they are, my beloved Allah, from all the fitnas. Keep them steadfast in deen and upon sharia and upon your ahkam and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, my beloved Allah, our homes have become nothing but hellfire on earth. Remove the quarrels, the disputes and the arguments, oh my Allah, which is so prevalent in our families. Ya Allah, sabku muhabbate ata farma. Unite our hearts in love for each other. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Even our enemies, bless them with hidayat. Make them worthy of entry into Jannat. But Ya Allah, those who have made up their minds, they will continue with the suppression and oppression and persecution and torture of the beloved ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, then send your azab upon them. As you sent upon the Aad and the Samud, and you sent upon the nations of the past who disobeyed the prophets, and who rejected the prophets. Oh my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Cause destruction, oh my Allah, to their armies. Oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Protect us from any kind of injustice upon anyone, which is the cause of your rahmat being held back today. Ay Allah, protect us from any kind of injustice upon anyone, even though they may be our enemies. Oh my Allah, this is the cause of your rahmat and mercy being held back. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, in our professions, in our homes, in our time, in every aspect of our life. Those who are writing examinations, those who are studying, Ya Allah, bless them with success in their studies. Make them assets for the community. Ya Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the universities and colleges. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world one day. We have to leave this world one day. The angel of death is going to visit us whether we like it or not. No warning signs are given by Allah. No announcement is made when he is going to arrive. We don't know when he is going to strike, where he is going to strike, and how. My beloved Allah, don't let him find us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, watching some filth on the television or on the internet, or reading some filthy magazine, or in adultery or fornication. My beloved Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. How much he begged for us. My beloved Allah, all his life he made sacrifices for us. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. The time comes when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival and chew leather for survival. My Allah, stoned in Taif, stoned in Uhud, stoned on so many other occasions, dirt thrown upon him, yet he stands whole night in prayer for us. How much he prayed for us, how much he begged for us. When he is informed of the condition of his ummah, that ummah for whom you cried so much,
That Ummah for whom you suffered so much of injury and pain, that Ummah, even in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, so many of them indulging in so much of vices and evil. And throughout the world, how much of evil, how much of haram indulgences, how much of pain and suffering we are causing to him. Oh my beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us and begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajr Aswad. Oh my Allah, the du'as that he made while making the tawaf, the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, the du'as that he made in the Hatib, the du'as that he made at the Multazam, how much he begged for us at the Multazam, how much of tears he shed at the Multazam. Mere Pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Multazam se chimat karke jo manga, Maqam-e-Ibrahim ke piche namazhe pad kar jo manga, Zamzam ka pani pi kar jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki siriyo par jo manga, Mina, Arafat aur Muzdalife ve jo manga. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, our wives and children, parents, brothers and sisters, and the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, such a large crowd of people, you are well aware of each and everyone's desires, aspirations, wishes. Ay Allah, in sab ki umeedon se tu waqif. Ay Allah, in ke sab ki nek muradon se tu waqif. Oh Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good intentions, good desires, good aspirations. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to fulfill the desires of every person. Ya Allah, we know that you will give to us that which is the best for us. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, bless us with that. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who have requested for du'as, whether they have telephoned or emailed or faxed, or requested personally by beloved Allah, whatever they have sought from you, bless them with that. Allah, unki nek muradon ko pura kar de, unki pareshaniyon ko dur kar de. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع القليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين